Many nights I lay awake, thinking, fretting about these things. Paula's reference to my resume had opened a Pandora's box, and I often felt jealous of my employees for their naivete. I had intentionally deceived them, and in so doing, had protected them from their own consciences. They did not have to struggle with the moral issues that haunted me. I also thought a great deal about the idea of integrity in business, about appearances versus reality. Certainly, I told myself, people have deceived each other since the beginning of history. Legend and folklore are full of tales about distorted truths and fraudulent deals, cheating rug merchants, usurious moneylenders, and tailors willing to convince the emperor that his clothes are invisible only to him. However, much as I wanted to conclude that things were the same as they had always been, that the facade of my main resume and the reality behind it were merely reflections of human nature, I knew in my heart this was not the case. Things had changed. I now understood that we have reached a new level of deception, one that will lead to our own destruction, not only morally, but also physically as a culture, unless we make significant changes soon. The example of organized crime seemed to offer a metaphor. Mafia bosses often start out as street thugs, but over time, the ones who make it to the top transform their appearance. They take to wearing impeccably tailored suits, owning legitimate businesses, and wrapping themselves in the cloak of upstanding society. They support local charities and are respected by their communities. They are quick to lend money to those in desperate straits. Like the John Perkins in the main resume, these men appear to be model citizens. However, beneath this patina is a trail of blood. When the debtors cannot pay, hitmen move in to demand their pound of flesh. If this is not granted, the jackals close in with baseball bats. Finally, as a last resort, out come the guns.